gentlemen, good morning. As many of you are aware, these negotiations have reached a more intensive stage in recent hours. I'd like to bring you up to speed, if I could please, on today's TNC and the Director General's report to it, which has information that you may find relevant and important. He spoke about the meeting that he held last night in the Green Room. He stressed the fact that this was a meeting attended by the representatives of all major groupings. He stressed that the outcomes of the meetings here this week should be able to provide the much-awaited green light that both the developed and developing world expects from us. He said there will be a heavy responsibility on us all if we were to let this chance slip away. He spoke about the discussions last night. They were a full run-through of the revised agriculture and non-agricultural market access draft modalities texts, and they focused on agriculture subsidies as well as agriculture and non-agricultural market access. The objective was to find possible solutions to outstanding issues. There were 9 issues taken up, 6 in agriculture, which were overall trade-distorting domestic support for developed countries, including the amber box and the blue box, cotton, the market access formula for developed countries, sensitive products, including the number of such products and the expansion of the tariff rate quota, special products for developing countries, and the special safeguard mechanism for developing countries. The 3 issues taken up on NAMA include the formula and flexibilities, the so-called anti-concentration clause, and the issue of sectoral initiatives. The DG stressed that he's aware these are not the only open issues. Negotiating group chairs are continuing to hold consultations on a number of issues on which he believes, the DG, it is not efficient to focus on at the moment. And these include, in agriculture, the question of preferences, tropical products, in-quota rates, tariff simplification, tariff capping, and export competition, and in NAMA, the issues of preference erosion, including those disproportionately affected by proposed measures. He said on the question of small and vulnerable economies, the issue is technically stable. We need a final political decision. And he said that overall he would characterize the consultations as constructive, with a very strong commitment to engaging directly and in good faith. However, he said, he must emphasize that the progress has been modest. He said, on agriculture, there was positive engagement on the OTDS cuts to be made by members, the new U.S. offer to reduce its overall trade-distorting support to $15 billion, conditional on the contributions of other members, was seen as a welcome step. Several members urged the United States to continue to consider further reductions. On Amber Box, members focused on 2 main issues, the base period for product-specific cuts and whether the United States should be given headroom for the starting point for those cuts. The U.S. indicated it could accept the base period proposed in the draft modalities texts. On the Blue Box support, the discussion centered on the headroom issues. On cotton, there was a renewed sense of engagement. Proponents of the sectoral initiative on cotton, the so-called Cotton 4 of African countries, challenged members to respond in detail to their existing proposal, which is currently included in the text. There was greater clarification of the specific concerns and the possibilities of members on different sides of the issue. On the question of agriculture tariff cuts, the focus was on developed countries, and the emphasis was on cuts in the top band, that is, for the tariffs in the highest category above 75%, and the range there is 66% to 73%. Regarding sensitive products, the discussion focused mainly on three issues: the number of tariff lines to be designated as sensitive, the treatment to be afforded these products in terms of the expansion of the quota, and whether the creation of new tariff rate quotas should be permitted. On the question of special product designation for developing countries, members narrowed their discussions to whether there should be a single or two-tier system under which a certain proportion of designated tariff lines could be exempted from tariff cuts, and the other lines subjected to an average tariff cut. On the special safeguard mechanism, the discussion focused mainly on whether pre-Doha bound rates could be exceeded when the special safeguard mechanism was implemented. On the NAMA issues, members mostly restated their well-known positions on the formula and flexibilities, but the Director General did detect a willingness to engage seriously. On the anti-concentration clause, there remains marked differences of views, but there were also efforts to move forward toward a mutual understanding, and some ideas were floated which can be followed up. On sector rules, all present recognized that these are not to be mandatory, but differed in the emphasis which should be placed upon this particular question. There was an exchange of views on whether sectorals should be seen as part of the overall balance in NAMA. Some suggestions were made on how this issue could be resolved, and these issues, too, will be followed up. The DG said his overall sense from yesterday's meeting was that while progress is being made, it is unevenly distributed across the issues discussed. It's clear we need to move, he said, into a more intensive mode of consultations, including smaller configurations. So beginning today, he plans to put more emphasis on variable geometry, working on key issues in agriculture and NAMA, these issues I highlighted, in smaller groups, together with the negotiating group and general counsel chairs. In order to allow for intensive series of consultations in the coming day, it will be necessary, he said, to move the services signaling conference originally scheduled for tomorrow to Friday. In his capacity as Director General, Mr. Lamy said he would like to inform the Trade Negotiations Committee that he has asked Norwegian Minister Jonas Støre to help him as a friend of the DG by holding informal contacts with delegations on the very important TRIPS-related issue of geographical indications and the relationship between the WTO TRIPS agreement and the Convention on Biodiversity. Minister Støre will be reporting on his consultations to the TNC. He said he invited all delegations to engage each other over the next few days with a much greater sense of urgency, with the focus very much on the development of compromises. Success or failure depends very much, he said, on how far all are prepared to cooperate with each other on the fundamentally important issues and whether we are each prepared to act with the interests of the broader membership and of the benefits to the system as a whole uppermost in our minds. Happy to take your questions. Bill, please.
It's more of a practical question. The decision to push back the services discussion to Friday, does that mean that the expected end date for this week of negotiations, which was on Saturday, is now also likely to be pushed back? Will the negotiations continue into next week?
It could well mean that things are pushed back, yes. Exactly how long, I don't know. As you know, texts were due to be issued on Friday. I can't say this for certain, but I would not advise you to hold your breath on Friday for those texts. Ravi and then Saki, please.
Keith, yesterday during the Green Room meeting, several countries, at least one of them, said the chair's text on NAMA has violated the mandate. And apparently the Director General was very unhappy to such a comment. What exactly has been said or not said in the TNC, and what is the official view? Has the text violated the mandate or not?
That is certainly not the official view, and we will not comment on interaction between the Director General or any members. Saki, please.
Keith, can you sort of guide us through what we can expect in the afternoon? You've mentioned 9 issues with the smaller configurations. Would it be all on those 9 items, or what is going to happen this afternoon?
There will be a very wide-ranging number of meetings going on. As you're well aware, at the moment, there are concurrent meetings going on any number of issues, including preference erosion, including small and vulnerable economies, including issues such as bananas. These are between groups. They involve chairs in some cases, and in some cases they involve the DG. Exactly how all of these issues will be dealt with in terms of the specific format at this stage, I can't tell you. But they will be picked up in one form or another throughout the course of the day, and perhaps throughout the course of the evening. Yes, please, Richard.
Practical question. When is the next green room meeting scheduled?
It's scheduled as of now for tomorrow.
Night or?
I don't know. If pattern holds, it would be tomorrow afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay.
Right. Doug, do you still have a question?
Yeah, I just wondered, you said that the C4 countries challenged members to respond in greater detail to their proposal. Did the U.S. have anything to say about that in the meeting?
What the C4 would like to see are counter numbers to the ones that are in the text. Uh-huh. You'll have seen those. I believe they call for a cut in trade distorting support in the area of about 82%. You know what the mandate is. It's to have the cuts in cotton subsidy be done more expeditiously, specifically, than the cuts in general agriculture support that's trade distorting. As of now, there have been no other numbers that have come to the C4 which might be held up in comparison to what they've put forward. And so they've expressed some frustration about that. Bill?
It seemed that, at least at some point yesterday, some members were unwilling to use the draft on NAMA as a basis for negotiation. But after the green room, at least one of the ministers present said that appeared to have been resolved. Is that now the case? Are all the members in acceptance of the draft on NAMA modalities as the basis for the negotiations?
Well, there clearly are members who have problems with elements in both of these texts, not to mention in the other areas that are out there. In fact, I think it's fair to say that every member would have some concerns with elements in both texts. But I think there's also a very wide acknowledgement that these texts are the only game in town. They will have to be revised, there's no question about it. But if you don't have a framework within which to operate at ministerial level, given the complexity of the issues and the great number of them, I think there is a very wide acknowledgement among the members, among the ministers, that the hopes for success would be virtually nil. And I think that was acknowledged last night. Ravi?
Coming back to the same question on the NAMA, does the Director General still reckon that the numbers, the ranges, people are not questioning the architecture? Hmm. People are questioning the numbers which have been put on those brackets, which are completely untenable, as they said in the green room, with the mandate. So does the Director General still think that these numbers have to be, negotiations have to take place within these numbers?
That's an opinion expressed by you. Let's clarify that, Ravi. In fact, there are differing perspectives. Some members said that they believe the range of figures, in terms of the coefficients we're speaking of now, were unsatisfactory because they were not ambitious enough. Others said that they were too ambitious. Some said that they could take these coefficients provided they had extra flexibilities. Others said they could reduce their flexibilities provided they had a coefficient. The range of discussions on this particular issue was across the board. And that goes for developed and developing within each of their specific bands. This is a negotiation. People are going to say, we'd like something better than what's there now. And they are perfectly entitled to say that. And the Director General supports the right of every member to seek whatever it can get in terms of its trading partners. But the point at this stage is that we have to think inside the notion of where a consensus, where convergence can emerge. But the Director General does not have a view on what is acceptable and what is not in terms of specific ranges of numbers. It's for the members to decide that.
I'm asking this question, Keith. In the morning yesterday in TNC, Director General said that people will have to negotiate within these ranges. Then some members have opposed or raised objections. Subsequently, the Director General didn't say anything. So there is still no clarity. Does the Director General still want to stick to those numbers, or, I mean, has he got something different?
These are not his numbers. These are the numbers that have arisen from consultations dating back over a year. They have been placed there by the chair because he thought these were the numbers around which a consensus or convergence could be built. Now, it's without question true that there are members who don't like those ranges. And they have expressed these views. That's what a negotiation is all about. Whether this perspective can be accommodated within a broader convergence is one of the challenges we face. Any more questions? Okay. Oh, yes, over here. Sorry.
You started off just now saying that the negotiations have intensified in the last hours. Were you referring to last night's negotiations, or has there been other things happening this morning?
There have been things happening basically around the clock. Last night, there was a much more intensive meeting in the green room than we had the previous night, which was more of a political discussion. This was a discussion last night about concrete numbers and people suggesting ways in which they could move forward and ways in which convergence could be built. So I would say certainly with the meeting last night, I would say the intensification of this process began, and it's continuing today, as I mentioned earlier, in a very large number of different formats involving different issues. Okay, thanks very much.